I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, November 9th. A man riding a moped is hospitalized after crashing into a utility pole in Quincy yesterday. Police say 35-year-old Geronimo Blount from North Carolina was ejected from the moped and was unconscious after the 4 p.m. crash on Bergen Parkway near Adams Street. Blount was taken to Boston Medical Center with serious injuries. No other vehicles were involved, and the cause of the crash is under investigation. Quincy School Committee woman Courtney Perdio says she will not seek a recount of last week's election results. Perdio was considering asking for a recount after coming in 51 votes under third-place finisher Doug Guttrow. Perdio said after consulting with City Clerk Nicole Crispo, she believes that the margin is too great to overcome and she will not ask for a recount. Perdio was appointed to the school committee earlier this year after Anthony Andronico left the school committee when he was appointed Ward 2 city councilor to replace Brad Kroll, who resigned. Andronico beat Courtney's husband, Steve, last week to win a two-year term as Ward 2 councilor. Courtney Perdio will serve on the school committee until the end of the year. The National Guard completed their school transportation mission on November 5th. After the 13 districts that requested assistance were able to meet transportation demands using civilian drivers, Guard members were initially recruited to assist amid a shortage of bus drivers, including here in Quincy. The governor first activated the Guard for the school transportation mission at the start of the school year on September 14th. The state order was able to recruit 250 guards to provide transportation in cities including Quincy. A total of over 14,000 student pickups and drop-offs were completed safely across over 3,000 routes during the nearly two-month span. The state reported 40 guards provided operational support to the mission, and 190 guards became certified to drive the transport vans used during the mission. The drivers also completed background screenings, driver trainings, and health and safety reviews required for school transportation workers. A driver crashed his vehicle twice while speeding on Route 1 in Sharon Sunday night, killing one and injuring another. 22-year-old Nicholas Snyder of Wrentham was arraigned on charges including motor vehicle homicide and other offenses yesterday. He's being held without bail and due back in court tomorrow. According to state police, a witness reported a car operating dangerously and erratically about 8 o'clock Sunday night north on Route 1 in Foxborough. At the same time, a trooper on a road detail saw the vehicle pass him at a high rate of speed, almost hitting a worker. The trooper began to go after that car. The pursuit was approved, but then was quickly stopped. The Nissan, which allegedly never stopped speeding, then hit the end of a Subaru Forester that was facing north at the intersection of Route 1 and Old Post Road in Sharon. The impact killed the driver, later confirmed to be 21-year-old Kevin Early of Sharon. After hitting the Subaru, the Nissan crossed to the southbound lane and hit a Dodge Durango, causing another non-life-threatening injury. Snyder was taken to Brigham and Women's Hospital, treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Early was the son of a retired Sharon firefighter. The Sharon Firefighters Union is raising funds to help the family with the unexpected funeral costs. More than $9 billion of federal funding from the infrastructure package will come to Massachusetts. Senator Ed Markey said by investing billions more in Massachusetts, we can finally begin the process of replacing the Cape Cod bridges, updating the MBTA to make it more efficient and climate resilient, and advance projects like the East-West Rail and help to close the digital divide by connecting families from the Berkshires to Boston with high-speed internet. He said the funds will reduce roadway fatalities and promote clean drinking water across the Commonwealth while creating good-paying jobs and spurring new economic growth. Quincy College has received a four-year, $300,000 grant from Mass General Brigham to develop and implement a program within its nursing curriculum that will focus on addressing the crisis in behavioral health nursing. The grant, part of an overall $50 million from Mass General Brigham, In a comprehensive Eastern Massachusetts community and mental health strategy will be used initially to fund a process to design curriculum aimed at increasing Quincy College's capacity to graduate students capable of entering the field of behavioral and mental health nursing. The need for the specialized clinicians is well documented and growing both nationally and regionally, according to the U.S. Department of Health Resources and Service Administration, reporting a current nationwide shortage of nearly a million behavioral mental health professionals. According to Mass General Brigham, the pandemic has exacerbated the number of individuals needing mental health support. Hospital emergency departments are often overwhelmed by the number of individuals seeking psychiatric care. Many patients are experiencing delays in receiving treatment in both inpatient and outpatient services. Local heating assistance programs are preparing to help their clients as the U.S. government predicts there will be higher bills for heating this winter. The U.S. Energy Information Administration predicts the cost of heating oil will rise by 43%, natural gas by 30%, propane by 54%, and electricity by 6%. Those numbers climb even higher if the winter is colder than expected. On November 2nd, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services released $3.3 billion in fuel assistance. Well, people are being told to steer clear of a coyote that's been spotted numerous times in South Boston. On Monday, people spotted the animal lounging in a soggy ball field in Moakley Park. The city said it received a number of calls from people who are concerned, but no serious incidents have been reported. Animal control said they will remove the coyote if it appears sick or injured. Currently, the animal looks healthy. People are reminded never approach or feed coyotes. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 104. The NASDAQ rose 10. The S&P added 4. Asian markets were mixed. The dollar fell. The euro is down. Oil at $81 a barrel. And sports, Bruins host Ottawa tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, mostly sunny and mild. A high 67. Tonight, clear. Low 38. Partly cloudy tomorrow. High 63. Sunny on Thursday with a high in the mid-50s. Rain on Friday, the high in the low 60s. The boater today waves about a foot. A light westerly winds. High tide at 2:30 this afternoon. Sunrise at 6:27, set at 4:27. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, November 9th.